We are back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. Potosi Trojans with a big victory tonight as they defeat the North County Raiders 14-6. We are joined by Ed Haar, head coach of the Potosi Trojans. There were a lot of mood swings in this game, coach. I mean, you come out of the game with the onside kick, first of all. Mm-hmm. Big-time boost for you. North County does the same thing after they score a touchdown. What really helped you kind of settle into this game with your offense as they were able to control the clock?
We found some things. Our kids running extremely hard. We found some things. I told you guys we need to control the line of scrimmage. We did that. We felt comfortable. Our kids had a lot of confidence. Our quarterback had a lot of confidence. You saw it on a couple of those fourth down plays. And really, the main thing was staying together. Confidence. We felt confident we could move the ball on them, with a couple of our inside runs, and we were able to do that and come away with the victory tonight.
Guys like Wade Merciel and Braden Isgrakes were able to find those carries in the middle of the field, which are always key for an offense like yours, but it just seemed like the difference maker tonight was Isaac Gagan with his speed on the outside. How did you see him kind of finding his success tonight?
Everybody wants to stop us up the middle. They had a lot of guys packed in there tight. They were slanting, they were cutting. So we figured, getting Isaac on the edge a little bit will keep him honest, because we still like the inside stuff, even though, like, they had a lot of guys packed up in there and with all the cutting and stuff. And with Isaac able to bust a couple big plays for us, kept them honest, kind of kept them, on their heels a little bit. We just kept, 3-4 yards at a time.
Well, and there were some times in the second half, and especially in that fourth quarter, where you put together that long drive to pretty much eat up the entire quarter. Times where you decided to go for it on fourth down, and in fact, three different times were able to convert it on those times, and you were jumping up and down on the sideline. I mean, a big confidence boost, on those plays. Did it just seem like the momentum was carrying you to the end of this game?
Yeah, it really did. And with the kids and being confident and stuff, whenever they're looking at you and that they want to go for it, they believe in themselves, they believe that they're going to get the first down. So we just got to ride that confidence, and that's kind of what we did on those fourth down plays, especially the one that was down there in our own end, and once we got that and we got that big push, I knew for the rest of the drive we're just going to keep going for it on fourth down, as long as it's less than 4 yards or so.
Yeah, you bet. Defensively, the last couple of weeks have been a little rough, giving up some high point totals, but tonight only 6 points to this North County offense that's pretty balanced on both sides. How big is that for your group?
That's huge. That's huge. I told you guys before the game that we had to tackle better. I thought we tackled much, much better. I thought we covered better as well. And I was real happy, especially with the back end guys. I was real excited for them, happy for them with how well they played.
Well, in the back end, guys, not only did Gagan have the interception, but they were helping out in tackling and trying to stop the run, too. And, of course, Murdick with the big fumble recovery at the very end when they're trying to drive down and tie the score. The secondary really did step up against this, big receiving corps tonight.
Yeah, and that's kind of what we were looking for. I can't remember if it was you guys or who I told, but the last couple of weeks we have really been focusing on tackling. It just hasn't translated to the game, and I think it did tonight.
The win as a whole, I mean, it's a win that not only gets you off the losing streak, but, I mean, North County had been kind of a thorn in your side the last few years. You finally get them on your home field tonight. I mean, your huddle was as fired up as could be afterwards. Your initial thoughts after finally getting this win tonight?
Just real excited. Like I said, get rid of that two-game losing streak. In the past couple of weeks, we felt like we've played well. We've just had them those key mistakes at crucial times. And that's something we talked about in our huddle, was we didn't have those tonight. And, we saw what it did for us.
Well, a chance to make it a winning regular season next week at on this same field against DeSoto. As you kind of look forward to trying to ride this momentum into next week, what are you focusing on with your group?
We're going to look at the film, focus on what we need to get better at. We're still going to focus on a lot of tackling. We're going to focus on our back end. In DeSoto, the last 2 years, I think it's been decided by, 1 or 2 points or something. It's been very, very close to the end, hard fought. So we're going to keep that in mind. Hopefully we have a great week of practice leading into Friday night. And one thing I think that, kind of separated our kids and the excitement and the confidence we had tonight was we just had a really fun week of practice. So that's what we're going to try to do again next week.
Well, appreciate the time, Coach. Congrats on the win, and we'll see you soon.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. Ed Haar, head coach of the Potosi Trojans, 14-6 winners against North County tonight. They improved to 4-4 on the year, and we'll continue End Zone after this on Regional Radio.